This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, March 30th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the stock market's gyrations. Obviously, we're off to a good start for the week, but I do want to caution you that it's really a rebound from Friday. So what we want to see with the market oscillations is we want to see the volatility slowly wind down. So normally when you have a big down day, then you have an up day and vice versa. Now, tomorrow we could be up, last day of the quarter, last day for quarter window dressing. The 90-day ETF realignment is tomorrow. You know, I'm encouraged to see a lot of quality stocks bounce impressively here. Obviously, the dividend stocks have been rallying for the last several days. Some of them are starting to get hit with a little profit-taking. So we're getting into our normal market oscillations here, but the key is we want the volatility to subside. I'd rather see 3% a day volatility. I don't want to see that 10% a day volatility anymore. And as volatility subsides, it'll help investor confidence and quite a few other things. Now, one of the things I need to see in April is I definitely have to see what the analyst community says. Most companies are coming out, announcing their results, and then they're basically say they're not going to provide guidance. We have to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The fact that the national quarantine was extended through April 30th was good because April 30th is a realistic date when they might start to lift the quarantine in selected states. And obviously, President Trump wants to lift it in some states. Now, obviously, in the hot spots, you know, New York, New Jersey, parts of Connecticut, New Orleans, wherever those hot spots are and are growing, you know, they might have to be quarantined through May. So we'll see. Obviously, we're all waiting for the data. We want to contain the virus. But, you know, when you set up a hospital in the middle of Central Park, it is starting to freak a lot of people out, and people are taking everything pretty seriously. So in the meantime, the fact that we're not out and about like we used to be is really having some interesting impacts. You know, crude oil obviously cracked $20 a barrel today. The real crisis in crude oil is not the price, but where to put it. And the hope was we were going to be filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but that got kicked out of that last stimulus bill, the $2 trillion stimulus bill. So hopefully if we have another stimulus bill that they can put that in there. Because shutting down oil fields is not what we really want to do for national security. What we really want to do is to store the oil somewhere. So putting in the salt domes and in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve makes the most sense. And, hopefully, our energy secretary can work with the administration, Congress, to do something that makes sense to everybody. But the worldwide demand is down sharply, and energy is just really collapsing. So that is a big concern. Obviously, we don't have the exposure there. We have some tanker companies that are profiting. We have pipeline terminal companies that are, full right now. But I'll tell you, it's very, very interesting. And there's a lot of deflationary forces brewing out there, and that would be one. Now, as far as the virus is concerned, obviously, there's new testing that some companies are announcing. Some companies are hoping to have a vaccine by next year. So, you know, there's some pharmaceutical companies rallying right now. But what I really want to see is just when are these curbs going to get lifted? Because, and hopefully it'll be lifted for some parts of the country before others, because we just have to get going. I mean, I'm sure a lot of folks are going to be slow to go to restaurants, slow to book a cruise ship. I would think the airlines might get up and running a little quicker than a lot of people think, because, you know, a lot of us haven't been able to see all our relatives and things. So it's just fascinating times we're in. But, we're going to have literally a 45-day quarantine. That's pretty darn good for a country as big as ours. And hopefully we'll be able to restart key parts of our economy. In the meantime, we're fortunate. A lot of our stocks just don't have exposure to the cyclical part of our economy. And I'm looking forward to a pretty decent first quarter announcement season. But I know there's going to be very, very cautious guidance because it looks like the second quarter is going to be a lot tougher than the first quarter was. And And the guidance is really going to be key. A lot of companies are going to be suspending guidance, and I really want to see how the stocks react to those first quarter announcements and the guidance moving forward. If the reaction's good, then I think it's going to be safe to put additional money in the market for growth stocks. I was hoping that we might be able to do that by early April, but now I'm kind of kicking the can down the road to the second or third week of April. So if you got new money to invest in the market for growth stocks, I'm going to be very, very stingy and have to tell you that the time isn't now. I just got to see better results. So otherwise, that's about all I have going on. It's the interest rates are well behaved. The Fed's doing its job. Dividend stocks are still a good buy. Now we just got to have better analyst guidance. And we got to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So obviously, hopefully by May, parts of our economy restart. And that'll give us a lot of hope. And we can rally. Well before that, hopefully second or third week of April is going to be the time to jump in with new money. Anyway, I'll keep checking that, and I will update you on future podcasts when I think the best time is to add new money. But right now, looks like we're just oscillating, benefiting from quarter and window dressing. And now let's see what the analysts are going to say in the next several days, starting on Wednesday, which will be April 1st. So that's it, everybody. Louis Navalier, that's just my update. Hang in there. I know it's very, very trying for everybody, but we're all in this together. So let's defeat the virus and let's move forward. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.